From the first, there were a number of scientists who doubted the account that Steve Gould had presented, however much they admired the manner of its delivery, Forte wrote in Life. That is putting it mildly. If only Stephen Gould could think as clearly as he writes, barked the Oxford academic Richard Dawkins, in the opening line of a review in the London Sunday Telegraph of Wonderful Life. Dawkins acknowledged that the book was unputdownable and a literary tour de force, but accused Gould of engaging in a grandiloquent and near disingenuous misrepresentation of the facts, by suggesting that the Burgess revisions had stunned the paleontological community. The view that he is attacking, that evolution marches inexorably toward a pinnacle such as man, has not been believed for 50 years, Dawkins fumed. And yet that was exactly the conclusion to which many general reviewers were drawn. One, writing in the New York Times Book Review, cheerfully suggested that as a result of Gould's book, scientists have been throwing out some preconceptions that they had not examined for generations. They are reluctantly or enthusiastically accepting the idea that humans are as much an accident of nature as a product of orderly development. But the real heat directed at Gould arose from the belief that many of his conclusions were simply mistaken or carelessly inflated.